If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/wondery. rocketmoney.com/wondery.
California on fire.
We keep thinking they've got it. It flares back up, and it's just total devastation.
More protests in Portland.
They were screaming because their eyes were burning. They couldn't see.
An angry shot.
Oh!
Ousts a tennis champ. Good morning, I'm Peter King with a CBS World News Roundup. The heat is relentless and dry, temperatures well into triple digits. There's no end in sight for three large wildfires burning in California. People in one area had to be airlifted out. Correspondent Jonathan Vigliotti is in Shaver Lake, about 300 miles north of Los Angeles.
The so-called Creek Fire exploded, jumping a river and cutting off the only road out of the Mammoth Pool Reservoir in the Sierra National Forest. Dennis Drake was with his family.
It was the fastest growing fire I had ever even heard of, let alone seen.
He and about 150 people spent over an hour in the reservoir to escape the fire.
In my mind, I'm going, okay, are we going to die from the fire or are we going to die from drowning?
What went on in your mind when you saw the first Chinook helicopter arrive?
Whoa. My level of anxiety, fear, stress just went from a million to about 10.
In Portland, Oregon, last night's demonstrations were mostly peaceful, but police say they arrested dozens of people as hundreds blocked traffic near a police station. CBS's Lilia Luciano is there.
Protesters supporting the Black Lives Matter movement took to the streets for the 101st night in a row Sunday.
This is pretty much how things always start. It's always like a peaceful gathering.
Demonstrations started peacefully Saturday, but it escalated when police tried to turn back the crowd from marching toward their East Precinct. Police used tear gas to clear the streets.
The cops are right here. They're rushing us.
A man was set on fire as protesters threw firebombs.
Rochester, New York's mayor promises police reform after a fifth night of demonstrations there. The police chief says he's open to it. This protester has one idea.
Sell your military equipment to some small army somewhere and put it in a reparations fund for our community.
The protest started after the release of body cam video of police officers pushing a black man's face into the ground while trying to subdue him. It happened last March. Daniel Prude died after a week on life support. A new CBS News survey shows skepticism about the accelerated development of a coronavirus vaccine. More from CBS's Ed O'Keefe.
Kamala Harris says she wouldn't trust just President Trump's word on a coronavirus vaccine if one's available before the election.
I will not take his word for it. He wants us to inject bleach.
A new CBS News Battleground Tracker poll finds skepticism about a vaccine is on the rise. Nearly two-thirds of voters say that if a vaccine's released later this year, they think it was probably rushed without enough testing, rather than a scientific achievement that happened quickly. And as protests continue across the country, the poll finds more voters see Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden as trying to calm the situation, while President Trump is perceived to be encouraging fighting.
A book by the president's former attorney is due out tomorrow. CBS News White House correspondent Paula Reed has already gotten a look.
President Trump's former fixer, Michael Cohen, insists his old boss is a cheat, a liar, a fraud, a bully, a racist, a predator, and a con man. CBS News obtained an early copy of Cohen's book where he reveals President Trump's admiration for Vladimir Putin's ability to take over an entire nation and run it like it was his personal company. The White House called Cohen a disgraced felon who has lost all credibility and says it's unsurprising to see his latest attempt to profit off of lies.
Health officials around the country have said what happens this Labor Day weekend could set the tone for coronavirus cases this fall. Former FDA Commissioner Scott Gottlieb tells CBS News the fear is that the number of cases could surpass what happened after Memorial Day.
We're heading into the fall and the winter when we would expect a respiratory pathogen like a coronavirus to start spreading more aggressively than it would in the summertime.
Indiana University wants to shut down 40 frat and sorority houses because of higher infection rates than in the rest of the student population, but they can't. And Interfraternity Council President Al Shine says they shouldn't.
You're going to have functionally homeless students if there are students that are leaving their fraternity house.
This week, our School Matters series takes a look at how schools are trying to keep kids comfortable with the new reality that the pandemic has brought. Here's CBS's Jim Crisula.
There's no masking the fact that having to wear a mask has been a big adjustment for students who've been able to return to school. These young people are in Lexington, Kentucky.
I feel like the masks aren't such a big deal. It's really just something that you put on your face that can easily protect.
I, for one, am not very happy about it happening, but I know that without the mask, we probably couldn't get school started back. And considering it's my senior year, it's my last year of high school, I'd at least like to have some type of, like, normalcy.
Many school leaders tell students face coverings are cool since they help keep them safe.
Novak Djokovic is known as a fiery competitor, but now he's out of the U.S. Open after dropping a game and then this. Djokovic smacked a tennis ball that hit the line judge in the throat. He was quickly tossed from the Open. WCBS-TV's Steve Overmeyer.
The USTA statement says because he was defaulted, Djokovic will now lose all ranking points earned in the U.S. Open, will be fined the prize money won of the tournament, in addition to any or all fines levied with respect to the offending incident.
Djokovic says he didn't intend to hurt the judge. He apologized later on social media. Baseball Hall of Famer Lou Brock has died. It's not often that a single trade can transform a team, but that's what happened when the St. Louis Cardinals got him from the Chicago Cubs in 1964. Brock became a star hitter, a star outfielder, and a 1977 baseball's all-time stolen base leader.
He's going! The pitch is high! The throw is safe! He stole it! The throw got by the shortstop, and Brock has done it! Brock has now stolen 893.
Tom Seaver, who died last week, once said that Brock truly changed the dynamics of the game during the 1960s. His family says Lou Brock had suffered from several health issues when he died yesterday. He was 81. The pandemic means major changes for winter sports. Here's CBS's Stephen Kaufman.
Ski resorts across the country are preparing for a coronavirus winter.
You can get together and stay within your own 6-foot distance. You just have to be separated from the rest of folks that did not come with your party.
Dave Rathbun with Colorado's Purgatory Ski Resort says when taking a chairlift,
if you came as one group, you can ride the chairlifts all together.
And forget the post-slopes bar scene.
You just can't be part of event-type scene any longer.
Stephen Kaufman, CBS News.
A New York tradition goes virtual because of the pandemic. Brooklyn's West Indian American Day Parade won't be an in-person event. New York City police officials say they'll be looking for gatherings that violate social distancing rules. And that's the World News Roundup for Labor Day Monday, September 7th, 2020. I'm Peter King, CBS News.
Behind every successful business is a story, and some of them might surprise you. Like how Chobani's first yogurt factory was discovered on a piece of junk mail. Or how the founder of the multi-million dollar cosmetics brand Drunk Elephant was told by everyone, including her own mother, that the name sounded like a dive bar. I'm Guy Raz, and on my show How I Built This, I talk to founders behind the world's biggest companies to learn the real stories of how they built them. In each episode, you'll hear entrepreneurs share moments of doubt and failure and talk about how they were able to overcome them on their way to the top. How I Built This is like a masterclass in innovation and creativity from the people who've done it all. Follow How I Built This wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to How I Built This early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. For more deep dive and daily business content, listen to Wondery, the destination for business podcasts. With shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, and many more, Wondery means business.